It's almost hard to believe, but when it comes to funding for higher education, back in 2000, all but three of the 50 states contributed more per college student than each student paid. That came to a screeching halt in Michigan, beginning with deep cuts under the Granholm administration, cuts that got even deeper as the economy worsened. Today, Michigan's among the many states to shift the burden of paying for college onto students. We rank 40th in per student higher education spending. Brian Smith wrote about this for MLive, and he joins us now. Welcome, Brian.
Hello.
So we see, as you know, we talk about the fact that Michigan has shifted that cost of college onto students since 2000. Is anyone the least bit surprised by this?
It really does seem that this is sort of a trend going on more nationwide. As you pointed out, in 2000, 47 states paid more than students did. Now it's about a 50-50 split. There are 26 states where students pay a larger share than the state does. In Michigan, that number changed not long after the year 2000. Governor Granholm made some cuts at that point, just sort of because it was necessary to take care of a budget shortfall. And since then, colleges have really been sort of trying to tighten their belts to get it back together. There's been some money put back in over the last few years here, and there's been more proposed for the next budget. But this is really sort of a nationwide trend that Michigan's certainly been a part of.
I'm wondering what has been the impact of this on the schools, especially in terms of the kinds of students they recruit. Are we seeing more out-of-state and international students coming in paying top dollar?
Certainly there has been more of a focus, at least some of your larger universities, toward bringing in more international students, more out-of-state students who are going to be paying those higher out-of-state and international tuition rates. A lot of the sort of absorption has been just there's a certain amount of money that it takes to run a university, and as the state support has gone down, you can look at the charts and see that tuition support has gone up. The latest figures from the President's Council, State Universities of Michigan, which is sort of the statewide group that combines all the state universities, says that about 80% of general fund appropriations for the state's universities come from tuition, and the remaining 20% is from state support at this point. And that's pretty much a complete flip from where it was around the year 2000.
That's very dramatic. I'm wondering, are we getting a sense that as the big schools are recruiting these international students or these top dollar out-of-state students, is that squeezing out in-state students of more modest means?
There has been sort of a lot of talk about how tuition can be kept under control generally. And, of course, Governor Snyder, the last few years, as money has been put back into higher education, sort of making up those cuts, That's come with a lot of controls on tuition for in-state students, not raising it a certain amount. And if you talk to the universities, they'll say that they're trying to keep college affordable. They're trying to not put it out of reach of some of the lower-income students. Obviously, as the cost of tuition does go up, you have students who are maybe not able to bring as much to the table themselves who are having to go out and take out additional student loans and borrow more just to pay for the increasing cost of education.
There's probably no way of knowing how many kids have given up their college dream because it's just too financially, it's out of reach.
It's difficult to figure that. There have been some studies that have sort of tried to look at that, but it's difficult to say just because that you don't necessarily have to say when you're leaving school for why you're leaving school. And so somebody who doesn't finish a degree may be finishing it because they can't afford to continue, or it may be for medical reasons or some other issue that they've decided not to finish their degree.
We're speaking with MLive writer Brian Smith about his report that finds Michigan is among the many states that have shifted the cost of college on to students. And I've got to imagine, Brian, that there are folks there out there making a case that says basically, okay, look, college hopeful, feel free to apply for college, but the burden to pay for this really should be on you, not the state's responsibility to carry most of your costs the way we used to. Are we hearing that tone in the conversation?
That has come up some, and something that the universities will say is that if you look at how they've been spending their money as state support has gone down, they've been putting larger and larger amounts of money into their own internal financial aid programs, trying to offer more money to students to help bring that cost down. If you look at over the last 10 years or so, the amount of money that it costs to educate a student, adjusted for inflation, that number has not really changed all that much. It's just where that money's coming from. It's more and more the money that they're spending is coming from sort of tuition increases rather than state support, and a lot of money that they're spending is going towards increasing financial aid.
So as the cost of college is being shifted onto students, what I'm hearing you say is that the universities are looking for ways internally to kind of help out the students with that cost.
They certainly are. And as I mentioned, here in Michigan, there's been a push as state support has been ticking up slightly. It's been tied to limiting the amount that tuition can be increased. The percentage of money that the state gives is sort of indexed to, if you keep your tuition increase below a certain percentage, then you get the full amount. And as you exceed that threshold, the amount that you get back from the state decreases.
Do you think, and maybe there's no way to really answer this question, but I'll throw it out there anyway. Do you think there's an appetite throughout Michigan amongst taxpayers to say, yes, we want some tax dollars to go back into higher education? And I mean a majority of taxpayers. Or could taxpayers argue we'd rather our dollars be used for the common good, let's say fix our crummy roads?
Well, if you go back and look at when these cuts were initially made under the Granholm administration, there was sort of a discussion about where do we want to make cuts first, which programs are we willing to sort of let take the hit to cover the things that we need to pay for. And the universities will say they didn't fare very well as the amount of money that was available for state programs decreased. There was sort of a consensus to put more money into roads, K-12 schools. Those are sort of the things that people prioritize because they seem to affect more people individually, because everyone drives on the roads. Most people have kids who are going to go to school.
Right.
So they're going to be in K-12 schools. And college is sort of that next step. And the availability of things like student loans and federal grant programs like that seem to make it easier to say we don't have to spend as much on the universities because there's other funding available to help people go to college if they want to.
Well, Brian, we know Governor Snyder asked for that 6.1% increase to higher ed funding in his new budget, and the House Appropriations Subcommittee on Higher Education held budget hearings today. What happened and what should we be watching for?
The hearing today was, again, the executive director of the President's Council, Mike Bolus, came in and testified sort of about some of the numbers that his organization has been looking at through the House Fiscal Agency and things like that. Basically, the number that we're looking at is they're about $750 million below where they were in fiscal year 2010-2011 if this budget recommendation is approved. So they're getting close to where they were, you know, 2 or 3 years ago, but it's not quite there yet. And they're still looking at having to hold the line on tuition increases and stay below this 3.2% threshold that's been proposed. There are going to be some things that may influence that. I know the federal budget proposal that came out yesterday includes some additional money for federal Pell Grants, which sort of helps bring the lower income students up in terms of how much they can contribute toward their education because they're going to be borrowing less in student loans. That may sort of help make things easier on universities in terms of how much financial aid they need to hand out. But, I mean, the funding is still not where it was a few years ago, and if you ask the universities, I'm sure they'd say it's not where they'd like for it to be. But it does seem that there is an appetite for at least some reinvestment in higher education.
I would only imagine that the university and colleges could only be thrilled to get that 50-50 split that we're seeing in other states.
That is sort of, I think, where the momentum is headed on their side, is they'd like for it to be sort of a 50-50 division between how much the state's contributing and how much students are asked to contribute. As you pointed out earlier, it's sort of an 80-20 split right now in terms of the burden on the students versus what the state's contributing. And, you know, 20, 30 years ago, that was very much swung the other way. And I think we're sort of trying to find an equilibrium between the two.
Brian Smith from MLive, good talking with you. Thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Thanks for having me.